Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wear my hat, twirl my gun, join the posse and have some fun.
Wild West City, running wild.
It's a good song, isn't it?
City, baby. Go see cowboys reenact shooting guns at each other in New Jersey. That was
it's too good of a song.
It really is. I told you it was a good song,
sounded
right?
Like Toy Story 2.
Could have
96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM, and AM, HD1, and HD2, Kansas City, for you here on 96.5 The Fan. Wild, Wild West.
Wild West City, man.
Come on, Bullseye. Let's right away.
Oh, yeah. You got to reenact the saloon and, you know, shootouts at the OK Corral and all
fun.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
In case exactly. You missed it, this morning there was trade in the NFL. George Pickens from Pittsburgh to Dallas. Mm-hmm. That's really all you need to know.
That's it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares
there's
about the compensation.
Picks, and there's
right?
Pickens, and there's a trade, and it's a receiver to the Cowboys, and that's all that really matters.
Has Jerry weighed in yet? Has he held a press conference yet? Bill Belichick was out in the wild again last night. Read the story on Pro. Yes, actually. Read the story on Pro Football Talk about him. I mean, you think Mike Florio's got an axe to grind with Kansas City. This dude's got an axe to grind with Bill Belichick. Ooh. Because the headline is Bill Belichick shows up to speak with no holes in his clothes.
Damn.
And then the story talks about how nobody saw Jordan at this thing yesterday.
Michael?
All right.
Yes.
In case you forgot, I didn't.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Where's our hater of that? He'll chime in or she'll chime in at some point, but it is the reminder that it is a Wednesday and it is the poll question, as we will talk about this a little bit later because it is game two tonight, fellas. Game two.
Let's go. Woo! Game two.
Go, baby.
Let's go.
Come on.
Celtics, if you haven't listened this week, and hopefully you have, you know that Team Celtics is Team Mac. Team Knicks is Team Bob. You go to, okay. You go, that's wet. You got to get some
dryer.
That
was a wet mouth fart. What are you doing? Like
oh,
that's
yeah,
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that word on the air, the combination of, you know, what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
starts
I don't know
with
either.
A, well, an S and ends with a fart.
Why can't you say shart on air?
I don't know. Can you? I don't
I
know.
I just did.
You just did? All right,
know.
That's my boss is on vacation, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's growing his beard
out. But,
I don't know why you can't say shart.
I don't know. That. Yeah, some words I just,
yeah,
I,
but
I don't
the,
know.
The poll question, are you Team Bob with the Knicks or are you Team Mac with the Celtics? I want all personalities out of it. Are you going for the Celtics or are you going
Come
for
on.
The Knicks? Because if you're over the Celtics, you're with Mac. If you're over the Knicks, you're with Bob. And I'm ready to just watch these two duke it out.
You're just ready for a game seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Who's
all you
not?
Want.
Like, Dusty's living the dream right now
yeah,
on this
exactly.
one. To kind of just sit back and watch this thing burn down in flames and know that he wins either way.
Right?
Yeah. Either way, he wins. But I'm going to be honest with you here. We win more if the Celtics do lose. Number one, the Knicks move on, and that's good for the NBA, and it's good for sports. Number two, the meltdown that Mac's going to have if the Knicks do beat him. I'm not going to melt down if the Knicks lose.
No.
I mean, whatever. But if the Celtics lose, the meltdown will be spectacular.
I will be distraught.
It will be spectacular. to see you melt down because, well, I mean, you got a cakewalk right now, I think, anyway, to the NBA Finals. I think the Knicks-Celtics winner goes to the Finals, in my opinion.
Celtics-Pacers could be scary.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, then you get Drew versus Mac.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be good
though.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. You get Bo Nixon and Joe Randa.
Yeah,
going head to head at
it. True.
You know what I mean?
No, I think the Knicks winning, I've always said, is better for the NBA. It's better for sports. It's a lot more fun because they haven't done it. They want it, and it will be insane if they do. You know, people will be climbing up the Empire State Building and losing their mind. It'd be insane. It'd be absolutely insane.
So Bob brought up a great idea.
Thank you.
I don't think we gave him enough credit for the other day in post-production, because I think this is fantastic. And I, hats off to you.
No, I stole this from Josh.
Okay. You did? Damn it. So clean.
But we've never actually talked about this, because it is a great idea.
So there was a graphic that came up yesterday about what game are you excited to watch potentially in 2025 out of the entire NFL. And number one was Bills Chiefs. Everybody's still super eager to get to that game. I still don't know if it's better to play that game before week six or after week 10. I can't think of the answer yet. But CBS has gotten that game 3 years in a row, 3-15. It's always Romo and Nance.
Right.
Every single year, at least for the last 3 years. So it would appear that CBS is taking the majority of their money to bid on games, which is an egregious amount. And they're like, hey, Bills Chiefs, then we'll talk later once we're done. And everybody else is like, well, we know CBS is getting Bills Chiefs at 3:15, somewhere around, or 3:30, somewhere around, you know, week six or week 10. Seems to be that way every single year. And it started to make you kind of spark up and be like, could you imagine if they had cameras on all the CEOs bidding for these network games, would you watch? And the answer is
absolutely. Everybody's done a fantasy auction. Exactly. Right. But not to that level, but everybody's done a fantasy auction, right? And you get a certain amount of money that you can spend, whether it's $250, $300, right? Let's just, for argument's sake, $300, right? Each network gets $300 to bid on games. And you can bid as much as you want to get certain games on your network. And once you run out of money, then you get the AFC South. I mean, that's just kind of how it works.
I guess we'll take Texans and Colts.
Yeah. For a dollar. Yeah. I only got a dollar left. Yeah. Texans, Colts, fine.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Jags and Colts, you know, for a buck.
Then at least it's in London.
Yeah, right. Exactly. One of those type of things. But if you're bidding on these games, I got to think the bidding war between the networks would be outstandingly fun to watch, to see how much they fight and for what teams these networks fight for, and how many Chiefs games that these networks fight for and try to bid on as well. But if they said Wednesday night was not schedule release night, but it was network executives bidding on the game night, fantasy draft style, auction style, you would absolutely be tuned in to watch something like that,
to watch
right?
angry rich guys trying to bet on teams they have no affiliation with? Absolutely.
Yeah. So they say the Chiefs and Bills is the number one game of the NFL season, according to NFL.com, right? Mm-hmm. The number two game, Detroit versus Philadelphia, which is kind of crazy to me because Philly won the Super Bowl. But yet the Chiefs and Bills are still considered the better game over the Lions, who is America's team right now. Everybody loves the Lions, right? Mm-hmm. America's guest is Dan Campbell. And so that, I'm surprised the Chiefs and Bills is still that game, but I'm not, because it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Josh Allen, it's the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. Everybody wants to see that game, even though the Chiefs or Bills aren't the Super Bowl champs. So stick that in your Howie Roseman pipe and smoke it.
I don't have a dog in the fight, so I can't vote on our poll question, because I don't want to give you or Bob the, you know, the gratification, because I'm an outside guy. What's the lead at right now? In case you forgot, our poll question: Team Mac and the Celtics, Team Bob and the Knicks, when it comes to the NBA's game two tonight.
Just posted just 15 minutes or so ago. So just a few votes in, 17 votes, 64% in favor of Team Bob.
Oh, wow.
Nobody likes the Celtics.
Runaway. Yeah.
Well, the Celtics are that team. We're tired of them. It's just people are tired of the Chiefs.
They're
the
Niners
Dodgers.
And the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The combination of the Niners and the Chiefs.
I don't know if these two numbers voted 75. Neither. NBA sucks.
Oh, okay.
And then another one. Our team don't care about the NBA, bro. Shocker, bro. There you go.
How could I, again, I'm not an NBA fan, I'm not even a basketball fan, but I'm a sports fan, and these last couple of nights with the NBA have been some of the best sporting events.
So good.
I mean,
what time's your soccer game tonight?
Five.
Okay, so you're home right when the game starts.
We'll be home a little bit after 6, hopefully, tonight. Yeah, okay.
I mean, right. They tipping that thing off at 6.
No, nope. I mean,
we're 6:08.
Yeah, get there in time for a little bit of tip-off, maybe a little bit later after that, just depending on, you know, how the game goes.
Jen, Daddy's hungry and the Knicks are on.
Yeah.
When do we move back to Brooklyn?
816 says, Bo Nix, Jaden Hicks, John Wick, New York in 7.
Yeah, I like that. But seriously, if you consider yourself a sports fan and you're not intrigued by these last couple of nights in the NBA, are you really a sports fan? Because I can make that leap. The basketball sucks.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't like the sport at all, no. But God, I love the action that these last couple of nights have given.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.